flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including this. Just into the news desk, it was Burt Breer, the first I saw, to report that the Patriots interviewed an offensive coordinator, Jones.
Oh?
Yes. Vikings assistant offensive coordinator and assistant QB's coach, Grant Udinski. They apparently interviewed him yesterday. And according to Breer, Udinski, very valuable in Minnesota, considered a rising star in the field. He is 28 years old and also a finalist for the Seattle OC job.
Thank you. So I knew he'd interviewed elsewhere. I couldn't remember where that was. So I'd seen that name out there.
It's a young gun.
I couldn't say I expected him to interview here in New England. This is good. I have no idea if he's a real candidate or if it's just a process they're going through. To make it look like they're going through a real process and it's not just a bag job for Josh McDaniels, but this is interesting.
Is he the Ben Johnson of the OC interviews? Meaning you hired your
–
unfortunately, you go through the process, you get the two minority candidates first.
You're like, I see what you're
saying. Did this. Then another guy who some people might look at as like a good one, and then just the fall safe.
Yeah, or maybe he's just the future Ben Johnson.
Yeah. Like,
Maybe he's just the next hot young coordinator that in a couple of years you're looking at as a new – head coaching candidate. So, look, I don't want to give him too much credit for what's gone on in Minnesota. We talked about Josh McCown, who's the quarterback's coach there. We've obviously talked about Kevin O'Connell, who's the head coach and play caller there. This guy is the assistant offensive coordinator and assistant quarterback's coach.
It's weird.
And he's from the Matt Rule tree. Like, he was at Baylor in Carolina. Baylor in college and then the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know that I want to hire anybody from Matt Rule's coaching tree, but they did a good job last year with Sam Darnold. I like that offense. I like people who have been exposed to good offenses and good play callers like Kevin O'Connell. That's an intriguing hire. And I'll tell you right now, I'd rather have this Grant Udinski guy who I didn't know anything about.
Yeah.
More than Josh McDaniels. I'm much more intrigued by that.
I'll give him a shot. Yeah, I mean, you're working with guys like Sam Darnold, like you said, and some of the other ones the last couple of years, and getting that kind of production. I'll take it. I'm interested.
Grab bag.
So we talked about the national championship game last night, Ohio State defeating Notre Dame. One thing that we didn't mention is Ohio State head coach Ryan Day and quarterback Will Howard and a few others involved in a golf cart accident after the game.
So I take those things out all the time and he just goes, kerp.
That's what it sounded like. That's what it sounded like. We have actual audio. So there's a video. You can find it on Twitter. I don't know if it was part of the post game or what, but you know those like longer golf carts?
Yeah, yeah.
So you have somebody driving, somebody sitting next to them. So it was a woman driver, not saying that's the problem, but there was a woman driver.
No, but it's pretty damning evidence.
And then it's like maybe three rows back. And so sitting right next to her is Ryan Day. Sitting behind him is like two players and maybe behind him like two more players. And they're in the tunnel, so they're off the field. And those things, especially with the surface and the wheels, like they can get going pretty good. And Terp has it now on Twitch. Look at this. Twitch and YouTube. She's like trying to take a corner and she's just stepping on the gas full go.
Look.
And the right side of it gets smashed into the wall.
Is she laughing about
inside
it?
Inside the dome.
Is she laughing about
it? I think she's nervous laughing. And now you have a police officer over there trying to unhinge it.
Hee hee, whoopsie.
Like, no. Now they all have to get out. I think it's like in the wall now. Look at it.
In the wall?
Well, it's like they're...
Oh, like wedged against the wall.
Wedged.
Yes,
like
yes,
it's,
yes.
They're not driving it anymore. So she went full speed. She was like trying to... Look at now. They have to walk. They were all going to like drive down probably to like the podium or something.
I think she broke the axle, actually, because you could see the wheels turn when she hits it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It turns back right around. Yep, she just completely ruined that.
I mean, you know, just to localize everything.
When
my wife ever offers to drive, and I go, no.
We're good.
She goes, why do you got to drive everywhere? I mean, I have videos like that, or why?
One of the main reasons why.
Yeah,
yep.
For sure.
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag!
All right, we have half of the Slam Dunk Contest participants announced. Are you ready for the 2025 NBA Slam Dunk Contest, Jones?
I am ready, Keith.
Vince Carter, Sean Kemp, Michael Jordan... and Dominique Wilkins.
Will not be participating in the Slam Dunk Contest.
We got two young guns. Two rookies from a star-studded rookie class.
I like that. The future of the NBA.
Bulls rookie, Mattis Bouzelis.
Uh-huh.
Is going to be in it. And Spurs rookie, Stephon Castle out of UConn. Are going to be in the Slam Dunk Contest. Only two will be brave enough to challenge these great warriors. I mean, you and I like the NBA as much as anybody.
Yep.
I will try my best to get involved and watch the All-Star Weekend crap. The game this year is going to be a tough go for me.
Yeah, with the stupid...
The new format.
Yeah.
Rookie sophomores might play the winner of this.
Whenever you're ripping off the NHL, their All-Star game ideas, that's a real bad sign.
That's a real bad sign.
So, what are their names again? Marco what?
Yes.
And
Mattis Castle. Bouzelis.
So Stephon Castle, I'm familiar with from UConn.
He's had an okay rookie year.
I don't think of him as a high flyer. Maybe I'll be proven wrong watching the dunk contest. But yikes. We all thought Jalen last
this
year.
This ain't your older brother's dunk contest anymore.
No, last year was the year Jalen was in the dunk contest, or was that 2 years ago? That was last year, right?
Oh, right. He said he wanted to do it again, didn't he?
I don't know.
It didn't go great for him, but
Jalen went from, I thought, saving the dunk contest to maybe ruining it. Jalen had such a bad showing and it was a bad showing. I think he finished second out of pity.
I think they gave him a little bit of credit for being the only All-Star in it.
At least you showed up and did it. We're going to let you, we can't possibly let you win. This was so embarrassing, but we'll let you finish second. He kind of ruined it because I think everybody else looked at it and that's embarrassing.
Most guys bring out Mac McGlung. Is he going to do it again? Because doesn't he win it every year? He's like a G leaguer.
I think he's won it
two or three years.
Yeah, I think he won it twice maybe. Yeah.
So I mean, they'll probably bring him back. But anyway,
please don't put G leaguers in your dunk contest.
I mean, these two. But so he would some of these guys pull out Shaq. Like, hey Shaq, can I jump over you? Last year, Jaylen Brown was like, let's get out Kai Cenat, the Twitch streamer.
Who's got to be 4 feet tall.
And they had him sit down.
Yeah.
He's a 4 foot tall guy, and he was in a chair, and he jumped over him. And you're like, yeah, I would hope so.
This speaks to my ignorance. I know Kai Cenat, is that how you say it? Is very,
I think it is. He's
very
super
famous.
Yeah, he's very famous.
I had no idea who that was until the dunk contest.
Yeah, there you go.
Should I have known who that was before the dunk contest?
I don't think a 40-year-old man necessarily should know who that
I
is.
I have no idea.
I think everybody younger than us knows who that
is.
Yeah,
I said, and I respect that that's a me thing, I just that's when I found out who that was, the dunk contest.
But as an NBA fan, I'm also learning about NBA players in the dunk contest, which is not a good sign.
It's a bad sign.
You should have legit guys.
Yeah.
It really, there's been moments with Blake Griffin or even Donovan Mitchell, a good player who's taking part in it. But it's still, you can't. 2000 was the last real one. Vince Carter, T-Mac, Francis. That's the best one.
I think Vince Carter was the greatest dunk contest of all time.
Agreed.
At least the greatest showing in a dunk contest.
And
maybe you could say there was a better field when it was Jordan and Dominique and whatever.
Well, it was a pretty damn good field. And I think those guys all got forgotten about because on their own, I think it was Steve Francis, Baron Davis, T-Mac. There was good guys in it who had good dunks. But Vince Carter was just on another level.
I mean, hanging by his arm?
Yeah. That's insane.
I mean, as the creativity and the power.
Also, the reactions in the crowd. Yeah. Seeing Garnett and Shaq's reaction in real time. Whereas now, you can barely get anybody to show up for this thing. There'll be nobody.
Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon back. That's the outlier.
Oh, yeah, those guys were good.
They actually were good. That's true.
They
both turned into good players, too.
Yes,
Just because we don't know who these guys are as rookies, they might turn into good players, but
they could be better.
I'd like an established player in this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
Great stuff. All right, the Boston Bruins have recalled Max Jones and Patrick Brown and placed Mark Kastelic on IR.
Oh, good. But Bruins are back then.
I don't know.
Is what I would say.
They call more young guns. No.
How young are these guys?
Maybe not Jones and Patrick Brown.
I don't think they're that young.
No, maybe not. Yeah. That's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's what they got going on right now.
Good moves there, Big Swain.
Well, he's doing the best he can.
Yeah.
I ate his liver with some fava beans. And a nice
grab bag.
Some of them line up better than
you
others.
You gotta leave the sound effect in at the end.
Yeah. What did Migs say to you?
Top NBA performers from last night, Jones. We had a bunch of games on the slate. Daniel Gafford, 31 points, 15 rebounds for Dallas.
Big line.
CJ McCollum.
That's the one.
45 points and 8 boards for the Pelicans. Jalen Brunson, 34 points, 6 assists. Donovan Mitchell, 33-5-5, and Jaren Duren.
Yeah.
Ah, damn it.
You got it.
I don't think so. Do you think Jaren Duren likes Jalen Duren?
Yeah.
Spider-Man meme.
Yeah, he probably has his jersey and vice versa, I would think.
He had a 16-14 game. He was really hitting the glass last night.
The answer is McCollum, not just because of the 45 points. They were down 25 in that game, and they won.
Yeah.
So, to me, McCollum would be the answer there in our NBA player.
Though. Yeah, I would probably have to agree with you a little bit on that one.
So, it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we are going with an outfielder, gentlemen, who would bat from the left side. He'd also throw it in from the left side.
Good.
There he is. He's got a mitt on his right hand, firing it back in with the left, digging in on the old lefty side of the box. He was a 2-time All-Star.
Okay.
So a guy with a little bit of pizzazz. He had a 9th place MVP finish, a 13th place finish, 2 19th place finishes, and a 24th.
So 5 in the top 25.
That's right.
Wow, and a 2-time All-Star. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, lefty stick, yep.
Lefty stick, lefty arm.
Uh-huh.
Played for the Padres, Pirates, and Indians. Sorry for the offensive language. That's what they were called then.
That was the team name.
That was
the
team's name. I'm just trying to tell you what it was.
Uh-huh.
Padres, Pirates, Indians, 2-time All-Star. He was an All-Star with Pittsburgh both times.
Andy Vince Like.
No.
Damn. I was waiting to hear where he's an All-Star.
Andy Vince Like is a good one.
Was he right-handed or left? I don't even remember. Was Vince Like a lefty?
I think Vince Like slapped it with the left, I believe.
So
he was the sandwich there with Bonds and Bonilla. Mm-hmm. One of the great outfields, really, of all time.
Give me the what were the years?
Already cracked into the majors with just a few games. Cup of coffee, 1995. His final season was 2009.
Oh, wow.
2009.
What year was he an All-Star?
He was an All-Star in 2000 and 2001.
With who?
Pirates.
Pittsburgh, yep.
Lefty hitter, Pirates, 99-2000. I'm thinking of Brian Reynolds. That's definitely wrong. He's a modern-day Pirate.
I'm going with Brian Giles.
Oh!
He got it!
Absolutely correct.
Hang the gooseneck up there, Billy.
So
this blew my mind. This was making the rounds on Twitter and Instagram yesterday.
Uh-huh.
They did a side-by-side of Brian Giles in a current major leaguer.
Okay. Like a like body type? Like
no, no, no. Like war, games, plate appearances, hits, home runs, RBI, stolen bases, batting average, OBP, slugging, OPS, and OPS+. And then they also did like All-Star, Silver Slugger, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So for Brian Giles, they took, I guess, his first like 1,000 games. And for the player X, it was like 900. So some of the counting stats are a little bit advantaged, a little bit skewed for Brian Giles. However, at this time of their careers, Brian Giles is Juan Soto. Juan Soto is Brian Giles.
$700 million.
Correct.
For Brian Giles.
Who's random player of the day.
So Juan Soto will be a random player in about 40 years.
Well, like, he is like,
he made $700 million.
And Soto's great, but it also speaks to, like, war didn't really kick off as, like, the be-all, end-all until later, or even maybe, like, OPS and stuff. So, like,
because Brian Giles was drawing walks like crazy. I do remember that. Yeah.
So he had a high.
So Soto.
Yeah, so well Soto's on-base machine, but like OPS through 1,000 games or whatever, Brian Giles was 972, Soto's 953. But like he doesn't have, not only the contract, but even the accolades, like Soto over this time, four-time All-Star, Giles only two. You know, Silver Sluggers, they gave five of them to Soto. Giles didn't win any because it was also at a time where there were just so many guys smashing the ball.
Soto's also won a World Series and been to an additional World Series.
Yeah.
But okay, wow. So
isn't that wild?
Juan Soto, Brian Giles, Spider-Man memeing back
same
and forth.
Guys. Wow. They're the same player.
That is.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Mets fans?
That's somewhere John Henry's cackling.
I know.
John Henry's like, see, this is why we weren't in on this player.
He's like, wait a minute. Huh?
I can't remember if it was with Pittsburgh or San Diego, but Brian Giles had like a web gem of all web gems.
Really?
Where I think he like planted his foot in the wall and like lunged over into foul territory to grab the ball.
Marcus Giles? Did he have a brother who
that
played
was the second baseman?
Yo, he would smack the ball around the yard.
Marcus Giles?
Yeah.
Were they related?
Yeah, the brothers, I think.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Flying Giles brothers.
You know,
Tom Giles related to.
They were all related to Tom.
Yeah, Brian and
Tom's
Marcus.
Tom's their father. Do you know that? I believe this is also the answer to a trivia question. Back in, I want to say, 08, Brian Giles was playing for San Diego, and they sucked. And the Red Sox tried trading for Giles, and he vetoed the trade. He had a no-trade clause, and he's like, no, I'm not going there.
So Jason Bay was coming up in the I knew it wasn't Jason Bay because
Bay
played here. Was that – did they get Jason Bay instead? That was the same year, wasn't it?
Might have been.
Huh.
So I don't know if Manny was involved in that or whatever, but they tried to get Giles, and he said no. And that team sucked. He just didn't want to come over here. Strange, right?
Yeah.
But
let me tell you, Marcus Giles did not swipe as many bases.
No, he sucked dingers, though, right?
I remember him swiping bats. Not really.
A couple 20-dong seasons?
21 in 2003. He was an all-star for the Braves.
Yeah, I remember that.
He swiped 17 in 2004. That's all he got.
That's not bad.
He was an all-star one time, as I said, in 2000.
Good for him.
Giles brothers.
Three all-stars between them. Not bad. Not a lot of families can say that.
Well, if you factor in your sibling, that's an even more of a leg up on Juan Soto. For Brian Giles.
Definitely.
Yeah, so the Brian Giles web gem was with Pittsburgh, in Pittsburgh, and it was a robbed a home run against the Cleveland Indians.
Nice.
Ooh, again,
if that's former club.
Again, we don't need to dwell on that, but that was their name.
Well, he was on those like mid to late 90s Indians teams, which were insane, and they didn't even have room for everybody.
So he was
he was breaking in at that point, and then they sent him to Pittsburgh.
It was like Jeremy Burnett and Richie Sexton and all these guys. They couldn't even like really fit
with
on
Manny
the team
still, and like Kenny Lofton,
Albert Bell,
they
couldn't even like fit those guys on the team.
Uh-huh.
They're like, go play somewhere else. Two-time All-Star.
They traded him in 98 to the Pirates for Ricardo Rincon. Who will be tomorrow's random player of the day.
So there you go. Random baseball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith.